You about ready? From up your block and down your alley, this is Marty Ford live on BBSRadio.com from the beautiful downtown basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill and Tonsawas Station. And as you have heard many, many times before, I hate to repeat myself and be redundant, but I am the original 100% American Idol. Just going through life in neutral with a little twist and a bend and a curve every once in a while, but we like to just ease our way through it. We are here live Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with another powerhouse hour before you shower, helping you to become empowered, sober, enlightened, entertained, and to make you aware of the success that is waiting for you as you listen, learn, and laugh during the next 60 minutes. This is the fastest 60 minutes on radio. I sit down here, or I stand here actually. I used to sit, but I'm getting old, so I need to circulate and get the blood flowing, which I do prior to the show, and I've grown, hopefully not into bigger clothes, but I've grown from starting out with three of my favorite songs to get me pumped and juiced and energized and ready to go, to bring you all this good stuff, to help you become empowered, to get you going critically thinking, and to help you to fight boredom, the enemy of us all, and to help you accomplish more than you ever thought possible, and to feel good about yourself. This is the fastest 60 minutes on radio, and you can go, if you want to experience that first, second, or third hand, go to www.bbsradio.com/youaboutready. That's the name of the show, You About Ready. www.bbsradio.com/youaboutready, and download any or all of my previous shows, and you will see how fast that hour goes. In fact, if you want to see how fast time goes, in fact, I was just here last Tuesday. It seems like yesterday. And I've mentioned it to the fine folks at BBS Radio, and they say the same thing, not just about me, because there's very little say about me, but their time goes. Why? Because they're involved, they're busy, they're scheduled, they're structured, they are producing shows, and the hosts coming in, going out, all over and throughout the day and night, and it's a great experience. So when you're busy, time really flies, and when you make time your friend, you win. We've talked about that, and I might touch on that a little bit tonight. But this is the, and if you want to see how time really goes fast, just sign a note at the bank alone for 30 days. That 30 days, you go to bed on the 1st when you sign the note, and the next day you wake up and it's the 31st, if you're lucky, and it's a 31-day month, you got to pay that money back with interest. And if not, there's some consequences, usually financial interest and penalties and so forth. And if you want to take a little bit more of a risk in life, which you should once in a while, but when it comes to money, you know, steer clear of it, because there are people, street financial advisors and consultants and bankers who will loan you the money at a little bit more higher interest rate, and the consequence is a little bit more significant than just paying a little bit more interest or penalties or so forth. So be careful. That time flies when you owe money, right? Interest is something you want to earn and not have to pay. So be careful with your money. Manage it like you manage everything else in your life. And then you will become empowered. It'll keep you in control. And when you're in control, you win. It doesn't have to be the other way. You can always be in control and win and be successful and feel good about yourself. So I mentioned the music I used to call the Big Three. I did move up to a foursome, and now I am back to the Big Five. And the Big Five, just that label, that title, that handle, has significance to me, because when growing up in the Philadelphia area and loving college basketball as I do, by the way, this is February, and I can honestly, openly, and emphatically, and heartfeltly, and any other verb and adverb out there to describe the great feeling. Guys are already talking about it. What? March Madness. They're talking about the tournament. I'm watching games during the week after the chores are done and things are set for tomorrow, late into the night, maybe in the early morning, on the weekends. I'm watching teams who are ranked in the top 25 losing to teams who are not ranked in the so-called top 25 list of successful teams. And it's great because on any, you know, that movie about football, Any Given Sunday, any night, a team can be upset, or not upset, but a team can beat another team who maybe they're not supposed to beat based on all the information and the experts who are out there. And I love it. It's my energy. It's my spirit, my passion. If I'm not watching basketball, I'm playing. We play tonight, and another big storm is coming. another snowstorm. We on the East Coast here and in the surrounding area, geographically, we have our PhD in snow. It is piled higher and deeper, and we're going to get more to add on to it, piled higher and deeper. And before you know it, back in this, and the reason Florida just surpassed New York in population, I think they're third now, which is very interesting. In the 70s, which is as far back as I can remember, because I really don't remember anything I forget, and I never forget anything I remember. But in the 70s and the 90s and now in the teens, we've had all these large amounts of snow deposited on the ground, and people are getting, as they come into age of retirement and wanting to relocate, they get fed up with it and they move. And a lot of them move down to the southern Florida, the East Coast and the West Coast down there, where it's usually a little bit warmer and no snow and a little more pleasant environment. You don't have to scrape the windshields. My car is getting old, as I am, because now their moisture must be getting in. I have to scrape the inside of the windshield. Never had to do that before. I scrape the outside. I scrape the inside. I put the defroster on. The doors get stuck. And so one door opens. I have to climb over the seats front and back, side to side, to get in the driver's position. What a pain in the neck this is. And, you know, if things were different, I'd be one of those folks ready to relocate. Maybe not to Florida, but maybe, I don't know. We do have family down there. But the prices of real estate are going to go up down there because, as I said, people, every seems like 20 years or so, these storms get people motivated to relocate and the cycle continues. Maybe that's nature's way of regulating the economy in real estate up in the northern and the northeastern part and the Midwest and down in the southern parts with the warmer states. So my big five goes back to my youth in Philadelphia where I would work all day Saturday at the market from 7 in the morning till 6 or 7 at night, come home, have a bucket of spaghetti, and not go out with so-called friends from school because I wanted to watch the doubleheader coming from the Palestra, which was the arena at the University of Pennsylvania. All the games were great, competitive, two-point games, one-point games, buzzer beaters, overtime, just thrilling, exciting games. And on Sunday, I'd wake up, and first thing I'd do after we delivered the newspapers, because we were paper boys. I've never met anybody who was a paper boy who was not successful. They're all successful because you learn many life lessons being a paper boy. Most of all, customer service, right? Because you work for tips. Tips is you get paid, but you a lot of times you work for tips, not on a weekly basis so much, but especially at Christmas time when people get a little bit more generous. And in the 60s, when my brother and I had our paper route, we started in September. And by Christmas, we built from 54 customers to about 76 customers and got an unprecedented $154 in Christmas tips. And the district manager came to our house to talk to our parents and say how great we were. And they say, I know, they are good kids. Anyway, tips is an acronym meaning to ensure proper service. The better the service, the better the tip. Life lessons learned at youth. So my big five back in Philadelphia in those days were Temple, LaSalle, Penn, University of Pennsylvania, Villanova, and St. Joseph's. That was a little mini conference of local teams. Drexel was in there too, but they weren't part of the Big Five. But they were very competitive as well, and the games were great. I'd much rather stay home and do that after working all day than hang out on the corner with the kids, listening to music, and going to a pizza parlor and having one of the kids with the last slice of pizza ready to be consumed take some hair from his head, put it on the pizza, call the owner over and say, hey, there's hair on my pizza. Oh, I'll give you a new one. I won't charge for this one. Well, give us a new one so we can sit here and do nothing for another hour and a half. What was that about? That's fun? I don't think so. So my big five has grown from Joe Cocker, Steve Winwood, and Journey with their pumped up blue-eyed soul music. I included James Ingram and Michael McDonald. Again, more soul and blue-eyed soul. You know, I got more soul than I can control. And when I get some butter, I get on my roll. And now I've added a song from a movie. The movie was called The Commitments. I think it was a story of some kids over in England or Ireland or someplace getting together, making a band, and they struck up some music that just fills your soul with energy, passion, and spirit, which is what soul is. To me, anyway, because that's how I learned about it, through people who were filled with soul. Music makes me lose control. Music fills my every molecule and soul. So I absolutely love it, and it's just great. So adding to this, going from 3 to 5. That's what you want to do with life. You continuously want to add and enhance and enrich and enlighten your life. And you can do that by following any of the stuff you hear, no matter in what order it's presented to you and in what order you ingest it and digest it before you regurgitate it and use it. There are things to do to empower you. That's what we're about here. I use some resources, things that I've written. Power Up Your Power is my first book. Things to Do to Fight Boredom, the Enemy of Us All. We'll be reading from that tonight a little bit, or taking a bit of excerpts from both books to give you ideas on how to empower yourself. And I do that as a part-time thing with some people, helping them to do what they want to do best and always a little bit more. And that's how you become empowered. Because if I take you fishing and I do all the work, you can eat today, but if I'm not here tomorrow, how are you going to take care of yourself? How are you going to feed yourself? So I got to show you, I got to teach you, I got to give you all the tools you need to take care of yourself. And that's what we present here in a very simplistic way. Because I am the original 100% American Idol, and you can put a American Idol / simple person. You know, simple things in life work best. People usually get along with me. Kids get along with me. I've had good success working with kids in sports and in education and mentoring and so forth, because they like the simple things in life. And that's who I am, and that's what I'm about, and that's what I'm giving you, simplicity. My other book I did mention is Kids in Play, G-Verb, Get Up, Get Out, and Get Going. We want to talk about get kids up and out and away from the black rectangular brainwashing box that just draws them in. And it used to be subliminally, but now it's overtly, and we have to get them away from that and get them out playing more, doing. And I'm writing a new book. It's about things I don't know, and the problem is it's endless, and I'm adding to it every day because there's very little that I know. And each day that I add something, like I added a new song to my Big Five, I said Joe Cocker and Journey and Steve Winwood and James Ingram, Michael McDonald singing a song. Tonight I added the Commitments singing Nowhere to Run, Baby. I think that was a Motown song way back in the 60s. Martha and the Vandellas perhaps comes to mind singing that. But these kids in the movie Commitments give their rendition of it, and it is just filled with soul and beauty and wonder and power. And that's what we're here to do, passing it along to you. You might not like my music. That's okay. But if you don't like McDonald's, you go to Wendy's. If you don't like Wendy's, you go to Burger King. If you don't like that, you get the Chicken Guy or the top, wherever you go to find what is works for you. We're just putting things out here for you to sample and taste and experiment with and try. We listed maybe 50 different sporting activities to get involved with. We'll go over those tonight later in the show about fighting boredom by doing something, not spectating. Not spectator. You want to get up, get out, and get going. That's what it's all about. So as I said, we did play ball because the snowstorm's coming. We had a lot of guys. We probably won't play Thursday or Saturday. So the guys wanted to get a good run, a good burn, a good sweat, making some contact, diving on the floor, making some shots, blocking some shots, yelling, screaming, arguing, getting it all out. So when they go home, or when we go home, it's calm. We're tranquil. No problems at home because we have this group of common ground people who enjoy doing this one special thing called basketball. And I, being as one of the older, if not the oldest player there, they do give me a break. They let if you're over 60, you don't have to pay the fee for the year for the insurance and the gym space at the school. So I've reached that milestone 3 years ago, and I feel good about that I'm still able to play and occasionally contribute. All right, we're moving along here because we don't want to get stuck in neutral. As I said, I am the American Idol, but we're going to deviate a little. And we're going to go to our cliches, right? We always talk about cliches. Some of my favorite ones, cliches take the place of critically thinking of something more appropriate to say. We get stuck. It's predictable. You can almost hear, before the person says a cliche, the cliche itself. You know it's coming. It's like the snowstorm that's coming to destroy us again and make us piled higher and deeper with snow. And in the past, we've used utilize and impact, transparency. How many times do you hear that, especially from the politicians who want to be transparent? We want to see right through them, only they cloud it with obfuscation. And of course, my favorite is at the end of the day, right? You hear that. And here's something, impact was a big one. impact. Well, it's going to impact. Like I said before, the only thing that usually has impact or gets impacted are teeth. Go to the dentist, get it taken care of. And all in, as we repeatedly say, just to remind you, a lot of guys have trouble getting all in. And I think there's hundreds of thousands of guys out there just using the little blue pill. Not, I don't know anything about the other kinds of medication out there to help you meet the challenge of standing, coming to attention, and getting all in. But a lot of guys have problems with that, and that causes a lot of frustration and anger and resentment and everything else. And it doesn't help the people in their lives who are waiting to receive their passion or love or lust or whatever you want to call it. And if that's the case, they should do something about it, right? Maybe have sex with a stranger and use their other hand. I don't know. But the climate is changing, and it's going to have its impact and will have its impact and is having its impact on agriculture and forestry. That was a quote from the agricultural secretary talking about the climate change. It's already hurting farmers. So within a 15-word quotation, the word impact is used three times. So this week's cliche, you got a second? You got a minute? Oh, this will only take 2 seconds. This will only take 2 minutes, which again reverts back to many of the people who need that little blue pill. And just ask the women in their lives or the recipients of their love, lust, or passion, and you'll find that the pain is truthful, difficult to admit that your only value lasts. One of the values that you have, one of the important things we need as humans is that social interaction, intimacy, if you will, because we play games to avoid intimacy. Watch yourself doing that. When intimacy is coming into your life and you want to put up the barriers, you start playing games, mostly head games, mind games, and it just takes the place and keeps you away from the intimate setting that you so desire. The truth is painful and difficult to admit, and we can't face it, we can't overcome it, we can't conquer it. Just ask people struggling with recovery. You know, they're always using excuses, which explain failure, instead of hard work. The hard work that it takes for people in recovery to offer reasons which defines their success, right? And that's a big problem, and they have to overcome that, because facing the truth is the most difficult part of life. No one wants to face it. No one wants to admit it. No one wants to deal with it. They want it to go away. That's why we sit in front of the black rectangular brainwashing box and listen to other people's misery and suffering and struggling. Oh, I'm not. The Weather Channel was the first group to do that. Yeah, because you're sitting on the East Coast looking at a blizzard out in Montana. You say, boy, I'm glad that's not me. Woo! Well, if you were down south, you might talk like that. In the United States of America, it's a beautiful country. We ain't riding the interstates now, built by Dwight. I even saw, because I kid around about Eisenhower and the fact that he brought the interstate highway system to the United States of America so you can ride your big rigs and trucks and everything and do all that. But I've seen commercials with his picture on there. I guess it's President's Week, and they're honoring him in some respect for bringing the interstate highway system over from Europe, where I guess he learned about it, into America to connect the country, which is great. They have yet to mention Lady Bird Johnson providing the beautification of it by just having wildflowers distributed all over, usually around the interchanges or in the urban city areas where the lanes shrink because there's not enough room to build more space. So you got a second, you got a minute. It never takes that. Because I know what I do with people? Say, Marty, you got a second? And I count one. I did. I don't now. What is so urgent that you have to use a cliche? Why can't you just go up to somebody and say, I'd like to talk to you about this? Don't put a time limit on it. I need to talk to you. I'd like to talk to you. I have to talk to you. You don't do that with your kids. And if you do, don't give your kids time. Don't put those barriers up. They have enough barriers up in their life to overcome that turn to obstacles later in life, especially in school, with the craziness of teaching to the test, where they all get nuts and have to get on medicine in fourth grade that they're going to be carrying in throughout adult life. So don't say the cliches. Get away from them. Think of something more practical, right? More unique, a little different. When everyone's going left, you go right. Don't be a Me Too person. Don't speak in cliches. Don't. I sound like a parent teaching your kid all the don't thing. Don't go out with wet hair. Don't talk with your mouth full. Don't hang around with those people. Don't sit like that. You know, don't, your face will freeze like that. Don't make faces, right? All the don'ts. We are negatively bombarded with images and language that takes us in the negative side instead of positive things, healthy, positive things. Right? I read something the other day about the 20 things that make you unhappy, and you're going to hear about them because I'm going to flip it. I'm going to tell you the 20 things that will make you happy, along with all the other stuff you hear on You About Ready with Marty Ford, live on bbsradio.com, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If you'd like to call in, as soon as I find it here, amongst all the debris that's strewn around the basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill and Tonsawa Station, the number at bbsradio.com is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. So those are the cliches for the week. Impact, we just elaborated on that. You got a second, you got a minute. This will only take 2 seconds. This will only take 2 minutes. It never does, it never will. Get rid of that stuff. It's filler. It's the way Ronald Reagan used to just begin every speech. Well, I don't have that resonant voice that he had. He was a great speaker, probably came from acting and movie training. Well, he started every, that's the way he introduced it. That was his filler. And people use spacers to fill gaps, like, you know, right? And people practice not to do that when they have to take a public speaking course or learn to speak in front of people. And the only way to get better is to do it and do it and do it, right? So those are the cliches. Critical thinking, last week, because critical thinking helps you. Because how many times have you said, why'd you do that? And I said, oh, I wasn't thinking. Yeah, you weren't thinking. That's what happened. Nothing good. So when you think, you take a minute or two, step back. Not the minute or two that you got a minute, not the cliche, but you take some time, however much you need, right, to think about what might happen, what could go wrong, what might go wrong, and then just put your head down and go forward and take your best shot. Take a risk, right? Last week's critical thinking was what gets wetter and wetter the more it dries. And, of course, there's only one thing as an answer, one answer, and that's a towel. Because you come out of the shower wet, it's dry, it dries you, it gets wet, you get dry. So that's what gets wetter and wetter the more it dries. This week's Brain Buster, a little bit tricky, couple steps here. There's a person who lives in a 10-story building. He lives on the 10th floor of a 10-story building. And every day, the elevator, he gets in when he comes home from work and gets off at the 7th floor and walks up 3 flights of steps to get to his apartment on the top of the floor. The only time it changes is if it's raining outside. So how do you explain that? What's the answer on that? Now, what'd you do for yourself since last Tuesday? I know time goes by. Did you exercise? Did you eat well? Did you sleep better? Did you start not doing something that you wanted to start not doing instead of stopping doing something? Look at it from the positive side. Did you reach a goal that you set for yourself last week that we always harp on you to have a goal, make a plan, work the plan, part of the empowerment process? What did you do for yourself to make you feel good about yourself? Did you overcome an obstacle? Right? Did you make a decision? Did you take a risk somewhere? Something that you thought about for more than a second or two or a few minutes? What did you do to empower yourself to accomplish more than you ever thought possible? I know you're doing it out there. So let us know here at bbsradio.com. Give us a call. 888-627-6008. All right, so we did that. Did you get silly last week? Did you laugh at yourself? Remember one smart fella, he felt smart. Two smart fellas, they felt smart, all the way up to 10. Did you do that stuff? I don't know. You know, but not me. Something good happened in sports this week, because you know, I do follow sports. The Washington Redskins are doing something good. No, they're not changing their name. They're still going to offend a certain group of people, and that's the way it is, and you're never going to please everybody. Because when you try to please everybody, you end up pleasing no one and frustrating and disappointing yourself. And we don't want to disappoint ourselves. So don't be a people pleaser. Please yourself. Pay yourself first. You come first. Empowered people know that. And they help other people get to that level, reach that point in their life. But the Washington Redskins football team, They're bringing back a well-known, famous quarterback who led them to the Super Bowl, I think, in the 1987 season, which meant the game was probably played in 1988. Doug Williams, who had a career Super Bowl, who had a career in one Super Bowl game. He was a good quarterback, got on a hot streak, got the team in the championship game, got hot. I think he had four TD passes. I think all of them were in the first half. So the game was really over. I don't think it was close. I have to do a little research. But he went on to have a successful career coaching at Grambling State, where he went there as a student and a player, and stood up for some kids when some controversy took place. But he's happy to be back, and I think he's a great influence. Because why? He's wearing that ring. And in professional sports, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that ring. Do-wah, do-wah, do-wah. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that ring. Why else go into it? Well, people go into it for different reasons. One, that's what they do and they love, but they're not seriously focused in on that ring. You have to have the whole system work. The head, the heart, and the gut. We talked about that. Working in harmony, not in sync. You have a computer, a keyboard, a mouse, a hard drive, software, a screen, whatever else you have. And if one thing isn't working properly, you're out of luck. So to get to that point, why else would you go there unless you're going to get that ring? Now the Olympics are going on. If you're watching that, if you're going to go there, you must come home with the gold. That must be your mindset. Empowered people know that. Now we know things happen. Injuries take place. People get lose their focus and concentration because maybe they're involved with things other than what they're there for. All kinds of things happen. Who knows? But if you get to a point where you're in a position to win the ring or to get the gold or to become the champion, then there's nothing that has to be in your way. The only thing that gets in your way is you. And if you have to be the one who's empowering the rest of the team, if it's a team sport, and yourself, if it's an individual competition, then that's what has to be done. Because anything else in success like that, in winning a prize, winning a championship, winning a gold medal, anything else is invalid. And yes, you'll get some commercial deals, you'll get some endorsements, but you're still going to go to sleep at night and saying, wow, what would have happened if? I love basketball, as I always talk about. I love sports. So many great players who had tremendous influence in their sport, for their teams, and the towns they played were great assets in the community. So many of them have all these accolades and awards and celebrations and notoriety and fame, but they don't have that ring. And when they're rocking their grandchildren in the chair, reading them a storybook or looking through a scrapbook, you know the kid's going to eventually say, hey, Grandpa, where's your ring? I see other people. Well, I didn't get one. And it's a shame. But you have to have that mindset, that will to win, that desire and passion in your heart. You play with talent, but you win with heart. You can enrich talent. A lot of people have talent. You can't teach heart. You can't teach the things that it takes, the intangibles, the things, the sacrifices that never show up on the scoreboard or on the score sheet and in the game summaries. They don't show up. But there's a lot of people out there who do those things, not just in sport, but in life. You know who they are. Hopefully you're one of them. All right. Valentine's Day is coming up the end of the week. And I think it's Friday. So Thursday, a lot of guys are going to be panicking, staring in front of the flower displays at the local markets and stores, figuring out what should I buy? Because we're basically helpless people. And Valentine's Day is a great time of year for business in the flower industry. If you're in it, I hope you make a lot of money. But again, it's the only time of the year when you can get a nice $25 bouquet of flowers for 60, 70, 80, 90, or whatever else they're going to charge. And I know supply and demand, I know all that. But it's similar to when our kids were little, buying them the T-shirts at all the hot stores that middle school and high school kids wanted to go to. And several of them, most of them at the mall, I used to walk in and say, well, this is a great place. It's a great place where you can get a $5 T-shirt for $45, among other things. So Valentine's Day is here. And if you have someone in your life you'd like to share something with, do it every day. You know, Walt Whitman celebrates every day, and I agree with him. You have your day, and then you have extraordinary days, as some people say. Every day is extraordinary. Why? Because you are here. You have the ability to do something good for yourself and the world around you. Because if everybody did a little bit of good for themselves and each other, think how great the world would be. Yes, we have scandal. We have bribes, corruption, fraud, all kinds of things going on. And that's just the nature of our world. And it doesn't have to be like that, but it is. Because even good, nice folks who are your neighbors and you have barbecues with them and your kids go to school together, given the opportunity, as we've said many times before, we might include one tonight, given the opportunity to take advantage of a financial situation that they've been entrusted to care for, a lot of them will slip into it and become part. Either you die a hero, what is it from Batman? Either you die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain. A great line, and I have trouble remembering it because, as I said, I never remember anything I forget, and I never forget anything I remember. Keep on going. Take another shot. Out of your nose flies out some slimy, stinky snot. You keep going. Stronger than a robot. You continue to chase and pursue without delay. It's in your soul, character, and DNA to advance without delay. Yeah, you pray for a better day, but it is up to you who will make the play. And when you succeed, all those who told you no will be wanting to hold on, never to let you go, so they too can thrive, prosper, and grow. Another power poem brought to you by Marty Ford, live on BBSRadio.com, Tuesdays, 9 p.m., Eastern Time. Now, we have a lot of disgusting habits out there. I just happened to see one the other day, and I remember my dad doing this many years ago when he would wear a suit and tie to work, and it was fashionable at the time for men to have a handkerchief, not silk or cotton or whatever, and some of them put it in their breast pocket of their jacket, but most of them carried it in their left side pants pocket, where the right side had the wallet and the left side was reserved for the handkerchief, all nicely ironed and folded by the loving and tender and caring and adoring wife or woman in the house. Most of the time, I don't want to be gender insensitive, but we're just going to go this way just for a little. So be tolerant and patient of my limitations. Don't come after me for all this because I'm just limited, as I said. So anyway, we were on the train traveling, and there was a guy a seat or two ahead of us, and he was leaning over, and he leaned over, pulled a handkerchief out, and he did his business, nose and mouth, stuff coming out. And what did he do? He opened it up and looked at it, as if to say, any potatoes in there or any loose change come flying out? I need a couple quarters for the payphone. We don't have payphones anymore. What am I saying? And then he folded it all up nice and neat, squished it back into his pocket, and sat on it so it could just mush and ooze and become part of the fabric. And then I'm sure he went home, threw it in the laundry basket so his wife could do the laundry, and some of the hard booger snot things, the green, slimy ones that get hard when you roll them and fling them or stick them to your wall, as many kids do. We all have little things, secrets in our past that we have to get out. You feel better when you do it, because you know what? Most people do it. I don't want to say everybody, but a lot of people do it. They'll never own up to it and talk about it on radio like I am. But we do that stuff. So then, while it's circulating through the washing machine, maybe some of these crusty, caked-on boogers things get stuck in the washing machine, stick to the side of the drum, or get caught up in the socks. So now you got to pull things off your sock because of static electricity or the wool or whatever. So it's a really disgusting thing. I'm surprised that men still use that. The guy was probably my age, mid-60s or early 60s. He just looked that way because we all don't look alike, but you can tell because it's a generation thing. I don't think a lot of young people carry that one. I haven't seen too much, and we do have young people in our world, younger people. So that's a disgusting habit. Plus, I read somewhere, I don't know where the 60% number came, where it came from, but 60% of men don't wash their hands when they use a public restroom, concert, ball game, restaurant, theater, wherever it is, a public restroom. And I want to know who the guy is who stands there and counts, like some engineer doing with his stopwatch, clicking away. You know, that's why you got to be careful when you take candy from the restaurant. You know, they usually have a spoon, like maybe some sweet treat, jawbreakers or mints or something. Take the wrapped ones. Some restaurants used to have a spoon where you could just pour some out into your hand, but who knows where that's been, right? So be careful. That's why shaking hands is almost obsolete now, right? Very rare, unless you really know the person close. We pound, we tap, we dap, we chest bump, we do anything, elbow, anything just to avoid making contact with our hands, because we never know where those hands have been and what they've been doing, right? They might be playing an away game down there, scratching and digging for something. So you have to be careful when shaking hands or coming into contact with somebody, because it could be nasty and germs spread and people get sick and then so on and the cycle continues. Also, we have a big problem knowing what to do with the toilet seat these days. Is it down or is it up? And if it's up, be careful when you flush, because stuff flies out of there. And if your toothbrush is within a couple of feet of it, there goes the germ spreading that way. So either separate your toothbrush to the other side of the bathroom or close the lid. A lot of disgusting habits we have. One thing that's really making me angry and disturbed, leave the athletes alone. We saw in that championship game, the player for Seattle got interviewed and he went off because he was all heated and excited and energized and passionate, and he was ridiculed and had to make statements, and I'm really not like that. And leave the guys alone. Another one just happened. Where in the world do these fans, spectators, out of shape, overweight, fat, lethargic, obese creatures, where do they get the gall, the unmitigated gall, to make any kind of contact with a player, unless the player comes to them and maybe hands him a shirt or says, are you okay, if the player ran into him? Get those people, keep them away from the players. This kid from Oklahoma State, the basketball player, minding his own business, hustling, playing with heart and passion and soul and desire, goes into the crowd for some reason, probably because he was running so fast he couldn't stop. And people had to ridicule him and make statements and call names. And that was all blown out of proportion. And the kid gets suspended for 3 games. Are you crazy? Leave the kids alone. That guy who did it, throw him the hell out of the stadium and keep him the hell away from any kind of contact in public sports. Let him watch it on TV. He doesn't deserve to be there. He has no right, and no one has any right, to behave that way anywhere in public. Restaurants, venues, concerts, sporting events, anywhere. Airplanes. Did you ever see the craziness that goes on in airplanes? Why don't airplanes start banning these people? You're banned. You can't fly with us anymore. We don't want you. Take your business elsewhere. Well, if we started doing that, maybe people would come around and not be so rude and crude and socially unacceptable and behaving like animals. They don't realize what these athletes go through. This is their chance at the glory to make a life for themselves. Do any of these people like the interference, the yelling, screaming, cursing, badgering, the same way parents do it on the sideline to their kids' games, providing poor role models? Oh, it drives me nuts how to see that repeatedly done over and over again. Throwing stuff, calling names. Get those people away. It's bad enough that you have cameramen and cheerleaders, who I thoroughly enjoy because there's a lot of history in our family about cheerleaders, but keep them out of the harm's way. Make space for these guys. They're running full force down there, and they're big, big athletes, physically strong, can knock anybody over and out and a whim. And we put cameramen and soundmen and security people and everyone else in harm's way, and we limit their space, the athletes. Can you give some guys a break and not behave like animals? Restaurants, throw them the hell out. Just keep them out. If we ban them from everything, maybe they'll start to behave. Maybe there's some consequences. And you know, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I had too many beers. Or I won't go to the next couple games. I'll sit out 3 games like he's going to sit out 3 games. Well, you sitting out 3 games is not hurting anybody. Him sitting out 3 games jeopardizes himself, his team, the school, the community, their opportunity to advance and become a better team. Now the coach has to make adjustments, and they will, and they'll get through this. But let's have some consequences for the people who were the root cause of this. Root cause analysis. You don't need that. We know where the cause is. Poor role modeling, poor parenting, just despicable people. The Despicables, not just a Disney movie or a Pixar movie. Oh, I'm so angry why this kid has to sit out 3 games. What the heck did he do? He's playing basketball. His life's dream, playing for one of the top teams in the country on national TV. And now he's out there all over the place the way Richard Sherman was and many others like them. Leave the athletes alone. Let them do what they do best and a little bit more. Think about it. Do you, as a in your job or your business, want people coming in to you? Do you want someone doing that when you're in a dentist chair? Or the foot doctor? Or you're cooking your food? Or driving your bus or your airplane or whatever? Do we really expect that we can go to an arena and pay our money and get loose and inappropriate and just do whatever we want? Throw them the hell out and keep them out. Someone grow a set of cajuns and do make a stand. It'll improve the game. It'll make it safe for the people who are providing this great, great form of sport, competition, and yes, entertainment. And let's see all these grossed out people who are just terrible to even look at. Let's see them get out and perform something. Let them do something. I have the list from last week, all these sports activities to help you fight boredom. There must be 50 of them over here, or maybe more. Let's see them go out and do something. Leave the athletes alone. Let them do what they do best, and they will always do a little bit more. And I don't want to hear the excuses like, I'm sorry, because that just happened in corporate America. The guy from AOL. Last year, he fired somebody at a public meeting or on the big screen when they were having a conference or some crap, and he fired a guy. Oh, I'm sorry. He can have his job. Oh, I didn't mean it. Well, you know, when you forgive somebody, they're going to do it again. And guess what? He just did. He just did. The same guy at AOL was blaming his employees for the high cost of healthcare because a couple of the babies were born and needed extensive medical help. Well, how are you going to deny that when you're sitting on billions of dollars yourself, let alone the company? What the heck? It's chump change. Take care of the kids. Don't blame people. And he came out and said, well, I retract that. I'm sorry. He'll do it again because you can see it in his eyes, the arrogance. The way you can see success in someone's eyes when they're passionate about what they're doing, you just see it and feel it. You know they want the ball at crunch time. But you can see the same thing in the arrogance of leaders of our businesses, government, world, etc. They have that arrogance that their stuff don't stink. Well, theirs usually stinks worse when it gets exposed and all the truth is known. Right? All the truth is known. Speaking of that, from what I'm reading, it's going to cost $35 million a mile to build the first section of a high-speed rail track in the California, I guess the San Francisco area. Funny thing, Dianne Feinstein, the U.S. Senator out there, who was one of, I think, 67 votes to cut military pension, or cut pensions of military veterans, all right? She was one of them. There's many Democrats, a few Republicans. I don't know why they just can't play nice and get along and make it happen for all of us and get off their own agenda and put their egos away. But her husband's company just won a $985 million bid, right? $35 million a mile to build a rail track. I don't know. I don't know if that's the lowest bid or not, but seems like something's going on there. I'm not smart enough. You know, I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken. I really was. Empowerment. Power up your power. It's the name of my book. We started with the power words last week. The first one this week is inclusion. Inclusion means you want to be part of something that makes you feel good about yourself. Surround yourself with success and let the contagious energy into yourself. Doing things alone is fine, especially if you're changing hands, like many people should or need to pleasure themselves. Doing things alone is fine, but sharing your experiences with others helps you feel like you're part of the whole, to be included. And it starts in the young age. Everybody wants every kid to go to the birthday party so they get a goodie bag and say, they went. So they go to school. And where were you at the party? I wasn't invited. Terrible way to go through life, being excluded for whatever reason. Now, if you can't go for other commitments, that's different, right? Because the commitments sing some great songs. And one of them is Nowhere to Run. And when you're feeling excluded, not included, you feel like you have nowhere to run. And you're alone. And you're going through a period of loneliness. So be included. Include yourself in as many things as possible to help yourself. Commitment. If you're not committed to your goals, then who will be? Making the commitment is your entrance ticket to success. Once you are committed, you are prepared to win. There are many out there, those who say that I should be committed. I always thought I was, but in a different way. Dedication. When a goal is set, all your energy must be dedicated towards the goal's achievements. To be dedicated means your heart is in it, and if that is so, then your mind and belly will be in sync. Aha. In harmony. And the big three, as we stated before, will function as one. The computer has five or six components that must function as one. So your head, heart, and belly must function as one to make it happen for you. Control. When a baseball player loses his control, what happens? He's out of the game. Go take a shower. You're done. Can't find home plate. Can't throw a strike. It's dangerous for the batters. Dangerous for the hitters. Throwing lollipops up there, and the guys are hitting them all over the place. Line drives. You know, that's why they don't want to use metal bats in baseball. Because the ball comes in at 100 miles an hour, but it goes out at 150. Right? Aluminum metal bats. The pitcher's out of the game when he loses the control. When a driver loses control of his vehicle, what happens? You don't want to think about it. Terrible. When you are in control, you win. You are working on your terms and in your arena, regardless of your location. You can overcome anything when you are in control. You're calling the shots, making the decisions, taking the glory, and experiencing not success or being unsuccessful, overcoming that, because you learn when you're not successful. That's where how you get smarter and move on. So keeping in control is very important. Passion. You have got to want it with all your heart, soul, and spirit. Your goal is your lifeblood. You got to get the gold medal. You got to get that championship ring. Why else are you doing it? It's your passion. Passion is the fuel that powers and drives your engine. With passion on your team, you win. Feel the passion. Feel the pain. Oklahoma State lost one of its big passion players because of stupidity, ignorance, and some fool getting in the way of success. That's terrible. Kid doesn't have to suffer. Efficiency. Waste is awful. Efficiency is exciting. Getting the most out of your effort, resulting in success, heats your blood, warms your heart, and powers you to the next goal. It powers you to the next goal. There's nothing like being efficient, right? Nature's efficient, right? Nature's efficient. Nature does whatever it wants to do and does it systematically, almost predictably. Not randomly, but there must be a method to the science out there. I can't figure it out. I watch the Weather Channel all the time, just when a storm is coming. Focus. To maintain peak efficiency, you need to remain at a constant focus. When your eyewear needs replacing, your eyes tell you by creating blurs. Like the horse wearing blinders whose focus is never broken, so too do you need to remain focused on your goal, which is your success. Drifting apart, distractions take you out of the game. They limit you. They make it difficult for you to maintain consistency. And even though some say consistency is boredom, it's the key to success, right? Doing it the same thing, practice, practice, practice. Not saying, oh, it's practice, like some people in the past, but by the repetitive nature of things, you get better at it. Some call it the learning curve. Just doing it over and over again, like tying your shoelaces, right? Tying your shoelaces. That takes practice. Just ask any three-year-old who wants to do it himself, and you're happy when he can tie his shoes and take care of himself in the bathroom or herself, the kids, right? They're empowered because you helped them. There's a little story about the blame game. Those are empowerment words for the week. Inclusion, commitment, dedication, control, passion, efficiency, and focus. You have to have those, along with many others that we're going to talk about in the next few weeks, and those that we've mentioned before. This is a story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. Take the initiative. You see something that needs to be done, do it. Picking up trash in your house. It doesn't matter how insignificant you think it is. If it was a $20 bill, everybody would pick it up. There wouldn't be a blame game. There'd be a competition for it. But why don't we take care of the little things in life that need to be taken care of? If you want dollars, you better get those pennies because they add up. That's what it's all about. If you want dollars, you better get those pennies. So, last week I mentioned about 50 or 60 different kind of physical sporting activities. I don't want to go over them again because we only have a few minutes left on bbsradio.com. This is Marty Ford live, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The name of the show is You Bout Ready. You can always find a place to do all the varied sports that we talked about last week and activities. And in most cases, you can join a club, a team, an association, or a group that meets regularly. And on occasion, you will go on a trip as a group to explore different places to perform the same sport or activity. I'm part of that. I got two. I got basketball and soccer. As long as the body holds up, I'm out, right? Other people, it's a book club or a sewing club or a poetry club or a computer club or an art or whatever it is. Get out. Get up, get out, and get going, and you'll find people with like kind interests, right? You may enjoy yourself, and who knows? Perhaps you will convince someone else to join you and the group. Inclusion. There's that word again, inclusion, to become part of something. It's very important in life. We all want to belong to something. No one likes to be on the outside looking in. It's not good. It's unhealthy. It doesn't make you feel good about yourself, right? So, inclusion. Very important, right? Very important thing to be part of something. That is why there are so many clubs and organizations to join. It is no fun being on the outside looking in, as I just said, and wishing you were part of the whole, right? Wishing you were part of the whole. So we have a few minutes left, and that's from Things to Do to Fight Boredom, the enemy of us all. Language is different and unique. And I just want to touch on this. Geographically, there are differences in our country. For example, growing up in Philadelphia, we had this long roll that was filled with all the leftovers of meat and cheese and lettuce, tomato, and onions and pickles and oil and vinegar or mayonnaise, whatever you wanted. And we called it a hoagie, right? But as you travel around the country, back in those days, in the 60s, it was called sub. You could get a submarine because it looked like a submarine. It also looked like what? A torpedo that comes out of a submarine. So the same sandwich had two or three names. And then if you went down south, it was called a poor boy. Why was it called a poor boy? Because they took all the scraps, all the end pieces of the meat at the deli counter, and instead of throwing them away, they sliced them up, hit them in a sandwich, put some cheese over it, and some lettuce and tomato and other toppings, and you had a nice sandwich on a fresh roll. The roll makes it. Be careful with the carbs. Too much carbs is not good. In one location in Norristown, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philly, half an hour or so, maybe 40 minutes, it's called a Zeppelin because it looked like the big blimp. They made them big out there. In certain parts of South Florida, it's called a Cuban from the Cuban influence after the population grew, after Castro let all the people out, and they grew into a thriving, prosperous community in Cuba. They have the Cuban sandwich with its unique spices, flavors, and tastes. It's also called a grinder, I think, up in New England, because they take that same hoagie, torpedo, sub, etc., and they put it in a pizza oven for maybe a minute or so, and it gives it that crunch, that crisp. Now many of the franchise national sub sandwich stores do the same thing, and they have their own names, and it's just not as good as the real deal, some of those places. They're all right to fill. They're good if you're on the road and you need a familiar place to eat and you don't know any place that's local. Now, in certain parts of the country, up in near the Scranton, Pennsylvania, Binghamton, New York area, I learned through someone else that if you pronounce the word M-A-R-Y, M-E-R-R-Y, and M-A-R-R-Y, the folks up in that region of the country all say Mary. So it's Mary, Mary, and Mary. But up in that part of the country, if you listen closely, you might hear they all sound like Mary. Right? In Minnesota, out in that part of the country, there's a unique O, out, out, and it comes from the Canadian side. I recognized the person I met, a couple guys I met from Minnesota, and I thought they were from Canada, but the influence of that O sound. Very interesting. Soda on the East Coast, as you drive further west into the western part of Pennsylvania, maybe Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and so forth, other regions, it's called pop. If you order a soda, you'll maybe get what we call on the East Coast an ice cream soda, like carbonated water, ice cream, whipped cream, etc. So be careful with language. One time I ordered vanilla fudge ice cream in the midwestern part of the country, and I got a bowl of vanilla ice cream with a cup of chocolate syrup, and I had to pour it on top and mix it together, unlike buying Fudge Ripple or something used to be called Heavenly Hash, or marshmallow, or fudge swirl, marshmallow fudge swirl, or twirl, whatever other names they have for it. Vanilla fudge ice cream. It used to be one of my favorites, and I used to make it a lot too when I made ice cream all night long to help pay the bills while changes were occurring in our family and in our situation. So we're coming down to the end. I just want to say, talking about ice cream, the rich and creamy and gourmet ice cream, I might have mentioned this before, but I have a few seconds to reiterate it, restate it. The expensive one, the fancies, they have between 18 and 24% milk fat. Regular ice cream is 10 to 12%, maybe 14% milk fat, and that is the difference. Like all the cooking shows on TV that use all the dangerous white powdery substances, like salt and sugar and the butter and the cream and the fat and everything, to make you fatter as they are. This is Marty Ford closing out another edition of You About Ready live on BBSRadio.com, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern time zone. And I just want to say it's time for me to make like a hockey player and get the puck out of here. And remember, your best days are still ahead of you. So power up your power, because the power is in you.